we're going to be going now to our we're on the nonprofit spotlight here. We're going to be talking with Monica, who's the race coordinator for the 2024 Kluane Chilkat International Bike Race. Good morning, Monica.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. What's going on? This Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay is happening on Monday. Is that correct?
So we will be opening the registration this Friday, 15th.
Okay.
That's super exciting.
Great.
The race itself will be happening on June 15th on Saturday.
Oh, thank you for correcting me there. Okay, so this Friday is when the race... talk about that.
The registration.
Talk about the registration.
Yeah, at 9 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Where's that going to be happening?
So people can register online. I will be putting the link on our website, kcibr.org, at 9 in the morning. And they will be able to register for either teams of 2, 4, 6, or 8, or even soloists, which solo people, I admire them.
Oh, man.
Like the 237 kilometers. That's crazy to me.
That's a lot of cranking.
Yeah, they can definitely can do that. Yeah, so we are slowly getting ready, getting the website ready so that everyone can go and register. I think that's going to be pretty
okay. So it's kind of a, it happens quickly and it fills up, doesn't it? The race fills up, correct?
Usually we are full within like the first couple weeks, yes. So we do allow 1,200 racers altogether, which is like pretty impressive number. And we have people coming from all over, mainly from Alaska and Yukon. But in the past, we had people coming in from even like Ontario, Colorado, or Germany.
Wow. What's the weather forecast for the race? It's going to be a bit chilly, I suppose. But what's going on?
Yeah, I think it's going to be, we are hoping for a sunny weather, obviously. Spoke to a few people that are thinking about registering for the first time this year, and I told them, just because of where it's starting in Haines Junction, and it's going all the way to Haines, Alaska. I believe that on the summit, on the road, like, it will be chilly, or
yes,
like a little bit chilly-ish, which will be good for the racers. No one really wants to race when it's super hot and being like, oh, I'm sweaty, right?
Right. Well, how would you describe the race to people who are unfamiliar with the event? You know, it's epically beautiful. I can say that. I've never actually been on the race. The number of miles and the kind of terrain they'll have to be riding on.
Right. So it's a little bit of up and down.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the race itself is divided into legs. So again, we do have the teams 2, 4, 6, 8, or the soloists. So up to 8 people can ride. The legs are usually anywhere between 19 kilometers to about 40 kilometers long.
Uh-huh.
If you have a smaller amount of people in your team, then they can kind of subdivide it however they want. If one person wants to do 2 legs or 3 mm-hmm. legs even, that works.
Mm-hmm.
As for like the views, they are absolutely spectacular. I have been on that road multiple times, and and you're crossing this beautiful Yukon and Alaska landscape. It is just magical. It will be all happening on the road, so road bikes are encouraged.
Okay.
I have seen people on mountain bikes as well, and we do actually allow e-bikes this year as well.
Oh, wow, that's
only,
nice.
Only for the, but it's only for the 8-person team.
I see.
The one thing I have to point out in that one is if there is a team of 8 people and e-bikes are being used, they will not be able to place first, second, or third place.
Okay. And I want to make sure that there is I have a note here that says there is a solo, a 2, a 4, and an 8-person team. Is that correct? There's no 6-person team?
You're right.
6-person teams are not part of it.
Just adding numbers.
No. Well, that's cool that they are allowing e-bikes just because we want people to ride bikes. And if it's an e-bike, great. You know, I love that we're getting that.
You know what? It is great because it just opens the race to so many more
people.
Right? Like people that might not be able to actually do the whole leg, like, as I said, some of them are like 30, 40 kilometers, which is quite long. So this pretty much opens the race itself to a completely different population as well.
You bet. Now, I want to point out that 9 a.m. Yukon time is 8 a.m. Alaska time, I believe. And so, because you guys are smart and you don't do this silly daylight savings thing. And so at 9 a.m. when the registration opens, it will be 8 a.m. in Alaska. So in other words, for our Alaska listeners, all of whom are Alaska listeners, they need to be thinking about being on the website and registering for the event at 8 a.m. on Monday, March 11th, not at 9 a.m. That's a little
Friday 15th.
Yeah. But that's the registration date. The registration date.
Yeah.
Opens on the 11th.
Friday 15th.
Okay. Let's make sure of something here. Got it. The registration is on March 15th, correct?
You bet. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Registration March 15th. And the race date is what?
Saturday, June 15th. You're keeping it simple. It's all the 15th.
Saturday, June 15th. I am sorry. I was giving some bad information here. I saw something at the top of this thing. That's the race is Saturday, June 15th. That makes more sense. It's going to be great. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great weather, race day.
And
yeah.
it's going to be amazing. Like, usually I have talked to a lot of people who have been participating in the past years. People who have been riding, people who have been just coming to cheer or volunteering, and it's usually like a big party. People just like love the community and camaraderie of the race itself. So a lot of them are coming already on like Thursday and Friday. They're just camping in Haines Junction.
Yeah.
And then they're following the race to Haines, and we do have a big party at the Haines campground on Saturday night as well. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. Great. And so, the race begins, I assume, bright and early there in Haines Junction. And the total race distance, what is the total race distance?
The total race, so it was, let me see here. I had it written down in miles number for you as well. So it was 237 kilometers, which goes up to 147
miles. 147 miles. And the teams can divide up that distance. It sounds like a leg can be 19 to 40 kilometers. And they can be,
and the legs, we have all that on our website as well. People can actually do a little bit of research and see which leg they would be doing or which leg they would prefer.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then there's kind of a costume competition, as I understand it, for some folks who want to not take it too seriously.
Definitely. We always encourage people to have a good time and fun. We have people in the past that have been dressing up in like funny costumes and just doing it for, as I said, like it's a fun event. There is obviously racers that are going for the prize, but a lot of people are just doing it to have a good time and be out with friends and family. And it's just a good way to spend a weekend over the summer, right?
Excellent. And then in Haines, in the post-race event, we have the Fisherman's Barbecue that will be at the Haines Fairgrounds. And of course, there'll be a lot of riders that want to enjoy that and have a nice, nice salmon dinner. Really nice. Really good. So what are the times that, I mean, these fast racers blow through this really, really fast. They're real quick, aren't they? Getting to the end of the race in a couple hours. How many hours for a high performing single soloist?
You know what? I would have to look that up. I am unsure. I must admit that this is my
That's
first
okay.
coordinating
okay.
relay.
Well, I gave you too much. I gave you. We won't go there. But it's fast. I mean, there's some people who are really, really cranking. It is both uphill, but in large part, this is a downhill ride because Haines Junction is higher than we are here in Haines. I think
definitely a big downhill just for the Pleasant Camp. Yeah.
Right. There's some smoking times here. Now, the board of directors of this organization, is it kind of a cross-boundary group? Are there people from both the United States and the Yukon who are the who are on the board of directors, or is this all a UConn thing?
No. We have our board of directors is they're both from the UConn and Alaska.
That's
which
awesome.
Is super helpful when we are working for like insurance permitting. It just makes my life as a coordinator so much easier because the folks from Haines and in general, like Alaska itself, like they're super helpful with helping us like coordinate the side on the Alaskan side. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I assume right now your website's active, but you're not taking registrations until March 15th. And that the website is kcibr.org, kcibr.org. And
yeah,
really, really good, really good.
Yeah, we have all the information there. I have been trying to keep up with updating as we go, and I have been trying to keep up with our Facebook page as well, trying to get that going a little bit so for people who like social media.
Yeah. And now you've being as though you're allowing e-bike use and the you know, obviously the reasoning behind e-bikes is it gets people involved, you know, and more people will participate in the race. Can an e-bike win the race?
No. So as I mentioned before, unfortunately, if there is a team that does have e-bikes, which is only the team of eight, they cannot place first, second, or third. That would just not be fair.
Got it. Eight only. Of course.
Eight only.
Because they'll run out of juice.
Oh, can you imagine a soloist on an e-bike? They would just be going, eh?
Right, exactly. But also the e-bike would run out of electricity if it had to do the whole darn thing. And that ain't going to work. Yeah. Well, that's really, really good. Monica, we're speaking about the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay with Monica, the race coordinator. I assume you're calling from either Haines Junction or Whitehorse?
From Whitehorse, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the big day to sign up, the website for registration, that is the kcibr.org website, will have its registration link active at Alaska time, 8 a.m. Saturday, Alaska time, 8 a.m. on Friday, March 15th, 8 a.m. on Friday, March 15th. That is 9 a.m. in the Yukon. Is there a fee involved?
Yeah. So each person has to pay $100.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't matter the age group. It's per person. So team of eight, it would be eight people times 100. So it's only 100.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's a little cash that has to change hands, and obviously that can be done with the old plastic. And really good. I think we've covered it. Anything else you'd like to add about the Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay? I apologize to those listeners. I had this thing going on. I got a little mixed up here, but Friday, March 15th at 8 a.m. is key in that is when the website registration opens for Alaskans, and the race itself will be on Saturday, June 15th.
You bet. You got it right. Well, okay. I hope we will get some folks from Skagway sign up.
Oh, yeah. I think so. And, you know, they got to get over there somehow. They can just, of course, drive up and around. That's pretty easy for them. maybe some of them will even ride their bike up to the summit there. That's quite a haul when you start out of Skagway. You got to do some serious
legwork. I was going to say that would be pretty deadly.
Yeah, 9 miles of an incline. It's a fairly vertiginous. All right, Monica, it's been a real pleasure talking to you here about the 2024 Kluane Chilkat International Bike Relay. Have a great day.
You as well. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.